to Living with Moxie, where Shefali Burns and Donna Martouche, authors, entrepreneurs, and leaders in the world of business, education, and coaching, share ideas, resources, and strategies from the hosts and their guests to provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Join us for unique insights from outstanding achievers in business, relationships, health, finances, and living as they share strategies, wisdom, and lessons learned on the path to extraordinary living. Are you ready to live with Moxie?
Welcome, everybody, to Living with Moxie with Donna Martouche here and my co-host and partner, Shefali Burns. We are so excited to be here today. Shefali is multitasking at this moment as she's trying to get Nilofer, our amazing guest, on and connected. We're having just a few little pieces of technical difficulties, but we're very, very excited to have her here tonight. So I don't know if Shefali, I don't think she's able to talk to me at this moment while she's trying to... are you able to talk right now, Shefali? No, right?
I am.
You are. Okay.
Yeah. Because, sometimes, technical glitches happen and it's just a timing thing, but I'm sure we'll get Nilofer on the call in just a minute. So until we get our wonderful guest on the show, Donna, can you tell us a little bit about what we're going to be talking about today and more about our guest? Like I said, I'm excited because I actually don't know Nilofer that well, but I've been watching her for a few years and I'm so impressed and amazed by what she's been able to accomplish and achieve. So do you want to tell our listeners and our audience who she is?
I do. So first, I just want to say that I'm so grateful to have such incredible people in my life. And I know that Shefali and I say this all the time in the sense of, I mean, I guess, we always talk about being in gratitude and appreciation. This is one particular person who I have watched create success in a variety of different areas and businesses in her own life, as well as help other people create very successful businesses, become best-selling authors. And when she decided that she wanted to write her own book, she decided that writing her book and letting someone else publish it wasn't even going to be good enough, but she opened her own publishing company in order to publish her own books and was able to get them all on the bestsellers list. So she is a 5-time bestselling author, and the books that you may know her or may know of that are her books are phenomenal. Money Circle, Cracking the Client Attraction Code, Transformations, which I was lucky enough to be a part of. It was such an incredible book, or is such an incredible book. Where is My Doorway to Possibilities? And The Colors of Now, which I'm also a co-author of, which is also a number one bestseller. She teaches people how to write and how to become published authors. And she really is pretty strong in her belief system that to become a pub, that everyone, that there's a book, that everyone has a book in them, and that there's something about getting that book out into the world that is really important. So she talks about that all over the place. She offers classes on how to become a best-selling author in 90 days, even if you've never written before, or even if you think that you can't write. She's a strong advocate for helping people get published and do it really well. And with all of that just being the smallest piece in so many ways of what she does, she also is a life coach, a money mastery coach, and a business coach. And her signature workshop is called a Rapid Results Workshop, which helps people create change in any area of your life, including money, relationship, body, and healing. She helps people change their reality to generate and create a life they desire and require. And her target is to generate a life that is joyful and expansive for everybody she touches. All very similar to things that you've heard Shefali and I say about what our target is and some of the things that we'd love to create in the world. She is also, similar to Shefali, a host of a telesummit, and the telesummit is Illusion to Illumination Summit, which is the summit that I've had the pleasure of being a guest on numerous times. And she has interviewed more than 150 luminaries, change agents, best-selling authors, from around the world, including Peggy Phoenix Dubrow, the originator of the EMF balancing technique, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, myself, who has been on her show numerous times, and I mean hundreds of other people. So that is the woman that you're going to be hearing from shortly as we try and get her on. We're just having some difficulty still, and we're going to talk tonight about when we get her here, we'll give her the floor. But we're going to talk tonight about elements of success. And one of the things that Shefali and I had said initially when we started creating Living with
Thank
Moxie
you.
And Moxie Media House is that, oh, hey there, how are you?
Hey, thank you. We had a bit of an adventure with the calling.
I know.
So,
I know. I'm so glad. And later you're going to have to tell me how we got you on. But so I just went through your bio and you didn't get to hear all of the amazing things that that I said and that I do feel about you, talking about all of the books that you've written and all of the people who you've helped become successful along the way. And in my mind, you know, a very strong woman who, when you're focused on doing something, you know, you really figure out how to get there. So you have some great tools for the elements of success that we're going to be talking about tonight. And Shefali and I made a real commitment here when we created this show. We talked about the idea that we really wanted to have people come on the show that we're going to offer people that are listening something of substance that they can walk away with. And you definitely are someone who I love having in my life, who anytime I walk away from having a conversation with you, I walk away with something that is very usable and tangible that creates something for both of us in our lives. So I am so honored and so grateful to have you here today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you for inviting me.
So tell us a little bit. I talked about your desire to get everyone to get the book out of them, and I talked about the idea that today we're going to be talking about the elements of success. Where would you like to? Which one do you feel like energetically we should start with in this moment? Where would you like to start?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question. And I think that since you brought in the book, I think the one that I will start up with is Have No Judgment for You. So,
awesome.
And it's like, I remember my whole journey with creating books. It's been maybe 3 years now. I'm not exactly sure. I have to actually look up the timeline. But I remember, you know, from the time that I conceived the idea of creating books to actually having one in hand, it actually took me 1 year. And that's a lot of time. I shouldn't have taken that year. And the only reason I took that year was because I was so scared of judgment. So I was like, you know, oh, my God, what are people going to think? And they're going to judge me on what I have written and blah, blah, blah. And because of that, I had all this resistance. And I would just create, like, roadblocks for myself, and which kind of kept delaying that project. And until, you know, one day I was reading something that was there in the book. And I said, you know what? This information needs to be out there. And this really is not about me. So you know, when I make it about me and when I make it about judgment, I'm just being very egotistic. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually denying people that information which needs to be out there. And
that's a beautiful way to look. That is a beautiful way to look at it. So I love how you switch that from resisting it and fear of judgment to actually getting to the space where it's not about you and it's about, you know, not wanting to deny other people access to information that could truly help them. I love that. I really love that. Thank you.
And you know, it's like we don't get just how brilliant we are. Really, we don't get how brilliant we are and how great we are. And, you know, the things that we are actually, that we actually can bring forth. And when we choose to buy into the lie of the smallness of us and the the judgeable aspect of us. We just do everyone on this whole planet a disservice, I feel.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Now, can we talk? I want to push you one step further than that. You didn't just write your first book and get it out into the world. You decided to publish it on your own and learn about how to publish in that process as well. Can you talk about that at all? What led you to that path?
Well, actually, it was the other way around. I actually discovered how easy it was to self-publish. So if I probably had this this whole idea of, you know, I'm going to write a book and then I will approach someone to publish it and blah, 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 I probably wouldn't have done it because that would have been like the elephant in the room, you know.
Right.
But I actually discovered how easy it was to publish books on my own. And I said, you know what, this is so damn easy, and I would be really stupid not to do this. And, you know, can I say something, Donna?
Yeah.
I don't remember if you remember this conversation we had. It was like when I had you on one of my first telesummits, or maybe the second one. Uh-huh. And you actually told me, you know, I coach people on self-publishing, and I went, that energy that showed up there was so yummy. And I said, I wonder what that would be like. And I just let it go, you know. And so when I actually discovered it.
That's great. Thank you.
I ended up out-creating you.
Oh, my God, we're already on our first break. All right, we'll be right back to talk more from there after these messages.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Donna Martuse, and I have my co-host, Shefali Burns, here with our incredible guest. And as we were just getting into the conversation, because it took us a while to get her on the show, we were in the middle of just saying, while I was on your summit, you heard me say something about publishing, and then you went into wonder. And the reason why I wanted to pick up from there is what I love people to realize is prior to you actually going into wonder, there's lots of decisions about how hard something may be or how much work it would be or how much time it's going to take. But when you went into question, it sounded like something kind of shifted. So I figured I'd just pick up from there and then let you and Shefali take the conversation over, if that's okay with you. But I just wanted to point it out because there is that moment that somebody actually lets go of all of the decisions and all of the things they've decided that this is going to be or why they can't do it or what's in the way, and they shift that and go into question. And then all of a sudden, it just seems so different, right?
Absolutely. And I think in a lot of ways, it was at that point, I didn't really know anything about publishing or self-publishing or any of that, you know?
Right.
So, sometimes I think that saying ignorance is bliss kind of is really great. Because you don't have, like, you know, any predetermined points of view about what something is or it isn't. And so you can just, you know, be like a child, and you can be in that energy of wonder. You can be in that energy of play, and you can just jump in and jump out and see if it works or doesn't, or, you know. So that's then one of the elements of success, wonder and play.
And I love that.
Picked it up.
Yeah. So Shefali's got, she's probably ready to, if she was sitting next to you, she'd be kicking me going, give me a chance, because she absolutely adores you. And she's going to tell you all about that right now. Go ahead, Shefali.
Oh, absolutely. I was telling Donna before we even went live, and when we went live and you were trying to get on, Niloufer, it's like, I'm just so impressed by everything that you've been able to accomplish the past couple of years, even though we haven't personally connected and talked. I've been following, you know, everything you've been doing, and it's like it's so expansive and it's so joyful. And I was just going to ask you, so is wonder and joy one of the elements of success? And you just mentioned that, and you know, that's one of the things that being in business, the old mindset is you don't even, you know, wonder and joy are never part of the plan at all, right? There's, you know, you have a set plan, and that's what success is and what it looks like. But truly, for me, and I think you'll have to agree, and maybe you can expand on this, you know, success means having fun, being filled with joy, doing things, being in situations, being with people, being in relationships that bring the joy out in you and in others, right?
Absolutely. You know, like, it's like when you are not in this place of wonder and play and joy, you're actually in this place of a lot of conclusions, and you have actually decided how something has to be, and this is the way it's going to get me to success, or this is, you know, the way that I will do it, and blah 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 blah. So when you are in that place, it's like that it's, can you feel like that energy is so heavy? It's almost like
heavy, yeah.
You are like encased in that block of concrete, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely,
the moment you go, okay, you know what? I'm going to just change everything on a dime, and just have fun with this and play with this and, you know, whatever with this. And then suddenly what happens is that you can breathe and you can have that space there. And I actually don't talk about this more from a theoretical point of view, because what I discovered about, you know, in the early part of 2015 was I looked at everything that I was doing and creating and things like that, and I realized that there wasn't so much of wonder and play and joy anymore in a lot of things that I was doing. So I just, you know, continued with all those projects which I had on, but mm-hmm. I refused to create anything more until I got to that space of wonder and joy and play. And that actually takes me to the next element of success. And it's like, you can actually choose to have wonder and joy and play, and there is something which is like a precursor to that, which I'd like to talk about. So
yes,
what that is actually alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I, maybe I won't do such a great job of explaining that in words, but I'd like to actually show you an energy of that. And alignment is basically where you are, you know, where you are lining up with your being, with what you're creating in your life. And it sounds very grandiose, you know, when I talk about it like that, but there's a really simple tool for you to get there. And this is a tool I started playing with around 3 or 4 years back, and it's just created phenomenal stuff in my life, you know. And this is a question that I be every single day. And do you want this question?
Yes, please.
So it's a question which is, you know, what would I like to create my life and living at?
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So most of us, you know, we have already decided what we would like to have our life as, you know, and what these decisions are actually coming from, not from you, but these are actually things that you have bought into from what everybody around you is talking about, or just, you know, picked up psychically. And we never or very rarely actually take the time out, or we don't even inquire about what we desire. And so the brilliance of the question, you know, what would I like to create my life and living as? Can I lead our listeners to a little energetic exercise?
Yes, you can do that. Please do. Just know that we can't really have silence on the air, so as long as we don't go silent, we're good.
Yeah, okay, brilliant. So it's like, you know, so when I ask you this question, what would I like to create my life and living as? If you are going into, oh, creation, that means I have to do, and if you're going into that aspect of struggle, would you be willing to let that all go? What if creation was not struggle? What if creation was something totally different than what you thought it was? So here's what you do. You just, you know, kind of keep asking this question to you, like in silence. What would I like to create my life and living as? And just pause. And then what would I like to create my life and living as? And then just pause a little more. And what would I like to create my life and living as? And
so for those people who might be looking for like words or an answer, could you describe for them some things that they might feel or sense? And
I was just getting to that. So
okay,
when I said that, what did you experience, Donna or Shefali?
Go ahead, Shefali.
So, yeah, so when I was asking the question in my own head silently, I felt like my brain kind of stopped. You know, I'm even having a hard time saying what it was. It's like there was nothing there, you know. It was just quiet. You know, so it's not like my mind was suddenly thinking, what do I want to do? You know, what do I want to create? It was just silent, you know? So it's like, oh, interesting.
And did you find that silence was expansive?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you relax into that silence?
I did. And that's why I wasn't looking for an answer.
Absolutely. So you're never, ever looking for an answer when you ask this question. And when you actually touch that space, I won't call it silence, it's the space. When you touch that space, and for me, when I first started asking this question, it was like suddenly I had this space and it just expanded out and it felt like it was infinite. And there was joy in that space, and there was wonder, and there was play, and I just felt happy, you know, when I perceived that space. And that is the energy that I'd like to have show up in my life.
I think that that's really important what you just said, because, you know, the way Shefali described it and you asked those questions really, I think, helped me put things into words that I might not have been able to put into words before. You're not looking for the answer, like Shefali said. You're not looking for a definition. You're actually relaxing into a space and feeling the expansiveness, and then it does become a joy, an excitement, a wonder of what is possible. It's almost like you just gave yourself permission to be anything, and you get to choose, and it's like, you know, a kid in a candy store, and you could do, but it's this really wonderful, amazing feeling. So, but it's a sense of something. It's not necessarily this definitive answer. So I like people to understand that when they go into the idea of asking these questions, so they're not looking for something specific and making themselves wrong, right?
Absolutely, and you know, like, if you go one step even beyond that,
you're going to have to talk about that right after break. We'll be right back after these messages.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart, while you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
We are back here on Living with Moxie. I'm your host, Shefali Burns, with my co-host, Donna Martouge, and our special guest here today, Niloufer Safdar, is here with us talking about the elements of success. And I have to tell you, sometimes these calls go really, really fast, and we wonder, where has the time gone? So these commercials, they just come up out of nowhere. So we were just in the middle of talking about the energy of being, or the energy of creating something different than what you have in the past, but it's more from a place of what's expansive for you, what's joyful for you, you know, what is different for you. And that energy, I think sometimes people don't ask those types of questions because they're not aware that first you have to, I know have is not a nice word, but first you have to be the energy of it, of whatever it is that you'd like to create. And sometimes it's about getting out of the conclusions and the decisions. And so, Niloufer, you talked a little bit about that already, but oh, I can see my patterns where I go to conclusion and decision right away without, you know, being in the question and asking questions and being in the energy and feeling the energy of what I'd like to create. So can you talk a little bit more about how we can get out of getting to the conclusion and the decision and just the doing and being more of the energy of what we would like to experience in our lives?
So it's that question, what would I like to create my life and living as? Because, you know, when you start asking that question, you actually, it's not like you're stepping into something. It's like you're just becoming aware of what you already are. So a lot of times, you know, all these conclusions and thoughts in our head and the doing in our life, you know, it actually we stop being, and we actually stop being aware of who we are. Mm-hmm. And what this question actually does is it makes you present with your right. being in a way that I haven't really found anything else to be like. And so it's like, and it's, this is that energy that who you are all the time. It's just that you have shut all the doors, you have shut all the windows, and you refuse to look at that anytime. Mm-hmm. And the moment you ask this question, it's like you've just, you know, wiped out all these doors and windows and walls surrounding you, and you become present to who you are.
And you become very limited when you don't ask these types of questions, right? You're absolutely limited. You're limiting your creation, you're limiting your future, you know, you're basically limiting your life. So I encourage all of our listeners, you know, to ask this question: what would I like to create my life and living as? And just be in the space of that question and ask it, you know, over and over again, not just once, over and over again, and see,
yeah, absolutely.
Feel, perceive,
wait.
Right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So when you're starting off, you know, it's like ask it over and over again, like print it out, stick it on your walls. But after some time, you just become that question and you start living that question all the time. And so, you know, I discovered that I wasn't really living that question in the early part of 2015. And I just said, you know what, until I actually start being that all the time, and until whatever I would like to create matches the energy of who I'm being, I'm not going to create anything anymore. And that's why I said this is a precursor to the wonder and play and fun, because when you're being this, then no matter what you create, it comes from this energy, because it actually matches this energy. And when it matches this energy, you can just be like a kid in a candy store because it's mm-hmm. like the candy store that's so much fun for you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it opens up all sorts of different possibilities. And, you know, I've today and yesterday, you know, I've been quiet on social media and so on. And I've just been, you know, with myself and listening to different speakers and just doing my own inner work, and I'm getting all these wonderful ideas that are coming into my head, and I'm asking myself, okay, is that fun for me? You know, it's like, okay, I'm getting this wonderful idea. Is that fun for me? You know, is that expansive for me? You know, I'm not asking what it's going to look like at the end, but I'm just asking questions based on, is that something fun? You know, it's like, would I like to do that? You know, and that's also a great way to begin, right? Just by asking, is that fun for you?
Yeah, that's also a great way to begin, because, you know, when something is fun for you, it's always going to expand your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and absolutely. And the other two questions that I love to use is, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, 15 years' time? If I don't choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, 15 years' time? And again, you're not looking for an answer, but you're looking for an energy. And mm-hmm. so whichever energy is more expansive, if I choose this or if I don't choose this, then make, you know, that's what's going to create a more expansive life for you.
Yeah, and that's one I use all the time as well, and I love it. It's really taken me on quite the adventure whenever I've asked that question, for sure. And it's been magical whenever I've asked that question and followed the energy of that. It's been truly amazing, just amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
And have you noticed, have you noticed a lot of times it's not logical? Like
it's not
sometimes
logical, no.
You know, it'll be so counterintuitive, you know, and I'll look at it and I go, I wonder why this energy is expansive. But, you know, once I follow through with that, I realized why it was expansive. Or if I didn't follow through, I realized why it wasn't.
Yes, even more. Exactly. Exactly. Donna, did you want to add something to this?
No, you guys have really covered everything that I would have covered there. I just think that, you know, I love that you ask both sides of it, you know, like if I don't choose this, if I do choose this. I think that that gives a lot of information. And I also love that the piece of it is saying, you know, you're asking for sort of sometime in the near future, sometime in the later future, and then even past that, because mm-hmm. very often when we're choosing something, we choose for right now. And if we choose it for right now and it's not working, we somehow seem to convince ourselves or believe that once you've made that choice, you could never, ever change it. Like you're stuck to it. So we keep throwing things to make things that aren't working work, and it just makes it worse. And it's sort of like, well, what if you stayed in the question and you kept asking, and maybe it was good for that 10 seconds, but 3 months from now, and it was temporary, it was time to let it go and create something different or build from it and shift it or something along those lines, but not feeling the need to hold on to it and ask. And if I don't choose this, then what would my life feel like? Because it does give you the perspective of what it would create in your life from a different space. So I think that they're very powerful places to choose from. And I think that if you do that, the only thing that I would add to it is remember to keep choosing. Like once you've made the choice, it's not over. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then the next element of success, and this is something you and I just spoke about recently, Donna, and it is ask and you shall receive.
Yes, you're not kidding. Please talk about that.
So about 3 years ago, or maybe it was 4 years ago, I said, you know what, I'd like to change my financial reality. So I looked at what my financial reality was, and I said, I'd like to do a makeover for this. So what I did was I actually made a list of everything that I desired. So I wrote down all the classes I wanted to take. I wrote down how much money I wanted coming into my business and, you know, a whole bunch of things. And I actually converted each one of those things into a question. So how do you do that? So say I desire a car. So I said it, you know, what would it take for me to have a car which is luxurious and I have fun with and I enjoy driving? Or what can I be or do different today to have an amazing car right away? So these are two ways in which you can frame the question, right? So what I did was that entire list, and I think I wrote quite a few. It was definitely more than 60, 70, 80, I'm not sure. And I converted all of them into questions. And I had it in my smartphone in the notes. And what I would do was I would read through it every single day. And pretty much within 3 months, I had everything that I had written down.
Wow.
And I'm not kidding.
No, I know.
Really not kidding.
You look at books like Napoleon Hill, you know, Think and Grow Rich, and all of, you know, people who have been researching successful people for years and years, no matter who wrote it and how they reworded it, one of the things they say all the time, and Shefali and I have mentioned it, and you and I have talked about it, is literally looking at what it is you're asking to create every single day. Every single day. Keep it at the forefront of your mind, and then before you know it, you're taking actions towards that every single day. So one of the things, I mean, even in business, Shefali and I were just saying, well, what is it that we want to make sure we're keeping at the forefront of our mind? And we're starting to go back and forth and write that as we create business or create our lives. And everything that you do, your relationships, your money, but that's fantastic. And looking at it all the time and keeping it there, it's amazing how fast you can close the gap between having and not having when you are clearly focused and have that clarity, I would say. Definitely.
No, and you know what? Sometimes you don't even have to look at it. It's just that I wanted to have a fast track. But you could actually just write down things that you desire to create, and you could forget about it somewhere. And realize how many of those have actually shown up in your life, how many of those are on the way, and then the ones that are not, you might, you know, realize that you no longer desire those.
That's incredible.
So I've been doing this for 20 years now, you know, and it's like I've discovered this book by Shakti Gawain called Creative Visualization, and I started writing down everything I desired, and pretty much I've been creating whatever I desire.
That's incredible. Yeah. I love it. So what's the name of that book you said?
Creative Visualization.
Creative Visualization. Okay. So we're about to take another break, and I just want to get everybody ready for it. And then you're going to talk about something exciting that you have coming up and wrap up some of those elements of success as we invite people to join you on your next adventure moving forward. But we'll do that right after we get back from these messages. Stay with us, everybody. Be back soon.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Welcome back, everybody. We have Donna Martouche, Shefali Burns, and Nilofer Safter here on, did I just mispronounce your last name? I so apologize. Did I say that wrong?
It's okay.
It's okay. I am so sorry. I said to you, I'm going to wind up saying it wrong, right? Isn't that what I said earlier? I said, oh, no, I'm so sorry. I want to talk a little bit. Well, first of all, you said before, we talked about ask and receive, and I want you guys to know, I'm so lucky to have the people I have in my life. For those of you who know, like, I had really had a rough time over the last few months, and I have people in my life, like the ones that you're listening to right now, who literally can sense when something like that is happening and immediately reach out and help and chip in and to shift and change things. And in that case, it was related to my health. But it's no different whether it's your health, your money, your body, your relationships, or anything else in your life. So could you tell us a little bit? There was I want to wrap up the elements of success for people, but I do want you to have an opportunity to talk about this exciting event that you have coming up. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So this is actually a 7-part video series that I've created, and it's called 7 Days of Success Challenge. And it is literally like each one of these elements that I've spoken about that I take you through every day. So you can join in this challenge, and you can play along with me. And each one of these videos give you a little home play. And, you know, you start playing around with the tools I've shared with you, and you do the little exercises that I give you in each video, and literally you will start to create a life that you desire and create something different in your life, if I would say so. So it's literally a video a day with the elements of success that I've shared with you today. So how cool
is
that?
I love that. I love that. So basically, it sounds like you sort of give people a tool, and then they're going to play with it and use it over the course of 24 hours, and they're going to be able to start to see some things happening as they're going through it. Is that what it looks like?
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, you know, it's like 7 days of success challenge, but you can go through it at your own pace, you know, and just play along with it. And I know for me personally how much changes every time I do those little exercises or plays that I've shared with you during each of the videos. And it's quite amazing to see what shows up after that.
I'm looking forward to it. So if you were going to leave our listeners with anything before we go, before we end our show today, what would you leave them with?
The last element of success, which is gratitude.
Shefali's favorite.
And, you know, the whole, like the whole world talks about gratitude, and I used to resist this one so much. I used to really, really, really resist this one until one of my friends and colleagues, she started a 40 days of gratitude challenge, and she invited me to it, and she actually did a little call with me, like a alignment to gratitude. And the way you play that was that you had to write down 10 new things you're grateful for today. And so the first day I just wrote down, you know, all those things that you should be grateful for, my parents, my husband, my kids, blah, blah, blah. You know, I just wrote it down with that energy. The second day again. The third day I realized that I had actually written down all the shoulds that I should be grateful for. And I didn't have anything more. And so I then had to start searching. And I had to, like, find those moments of magic in my day and be really grateful for that. So it was like, wow, you know, someone smiled at me on the road. And wow, I'm so grateful for that. And I'm going on a walk and there's this beautiful cool breeze and I can hear the sound of the birds chirping. And I'm so grateful for that. And wow, someone just complimented me on Facebook about something that I had written. I'm so grateful for that. And I found myself, you know, like catching these moments of magic as they happened and, you know, capturing them in my gratitude list. And I realized that I had stopped looking for those moments of magic and life had just become mundane. And as I started, you know, catching those moments and writing down in my gratitude list, I realized how much I do have. And there was this switch from I don't have to I have so much. And it was like I was just embodying this energy of gratitude and this, wow, I'm so lucky that I have so much in my life.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
And it just changed the energy of everything. And literally within 3 months, I created a month in which I made more money than I had ever made before in my life.
Absolutely. I believe it. I mean, you know, they say you get what you focus on. So if you're focusing on how much you have all the time, regardless of what it is that you're, you know, all the magic that's showing up, you find a penny on the floor, someone buys you a cup of coffee, someone lets you in after a red light, or you're trying to shift, whatever, like all the kindnesses and beauty that shows up every single day, you just see more and more and more of it. So it would not be a surprise to me that if you can stay in that focus of alignment with gratitude, that you would actually be continually attracting money as well as relationships and connections in every way that there is. And I'm so glad that this was your last tool, because Shefali and I, during our next show, are totally focusing on the gift of gratitude and appreciation. That's it. That's what our next show is next week. So it fits just perfectly.
And then next week, well, not next week. Our next show is going to be, we're moving to a new time and day. So it has been confirmed that we are going to be moving to Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. Eastern. So our first one is going to be on October 30th. So that I don't have to be up until 1 o'clock in the morning. It's been a bit difficult. So Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Eastern, we will be talking about gratitude and appreciation. And, you know, that's one of our tools that we love and we use all the time. Donna, sorry, what else were you going to say? I kind of cut you off.
So there. The only other thing I was going to say is, you know, we're going to post some of the information that we received, you know, from this show, as well as the link that you shared with me. Yes. So that people who might be interested in joining your 7 days of what are you calling it? Because I don't see
success.
The title in the link. 7 days of success.
7 days of success challenge.
Yeah, can do that by looking us up on Facebook or on Twitter. So that they can join you, and that would be fun. I'm definitely going to join you. That'll be a great time. So I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Do you want to add anything, Shefali, as we close for tonight?
Well,
I know that you were so excited about today. So.
I was, and oh yes, and Niloufer delivered, and I knew she would. This has been such a wonderful, wonderful conversation, a wonderful call. So many beautiful tools, and I love, absolutely love the question. What would I like to create my life and living as? You know, and I'm going to be doing that all the time. And also, what can I be or do different today to have whatever it is that I want? And, you know, I had done that exercise long time ago, but just for one thing, my husband, the ideal husband or partner that I wanted. And I'm so lucky that it worked out really great because I found that list that I'd made. And then it's like, oh, my goodness, everything on my list I found in my now husband, you know, so it does absolutely work. And it's like, wow, I can't believe that I haven't done that in a while. So it's like, it's time. If you want your life to be different, if you want your life to be full of success, let's use some of these tools and also join Niloufer on her 7 days of success challenge. And you'll definitely find some transformation happening for you every day. So I'm still looking forward to it. Thank you, Niloufer.
One of the other questions that we used to ask, or I used to ask, I think you both did too at some point in time, was if I were truly creating my life today, what would I choose right away? And you find that you choose very different when you actually start your day saying, if I was creating my life, what would I choose? Because, you know, because of exactly what you said before, Niloufer, is that, you get into the mundane, the routine, and nothing seems the same anymore. You're just going through the motions, and you're no longer creating your life. It's like you've decided that you're stuck with the last decision that you've made, and you're not moving. So when you start to ask that question, you get playful energies that start to show up, and it's beautiful.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Donna and Shefali, for having me on your show. I had so much fun.
We love it. We hope that you'll come back and be with us again sometime. And, you know, just so that you guys know, you can look it up. We'll post that to you, all of the 5 incredible books, 2 of which I was so honored to be a part of. All best-selling books out there, incredible tools related to money and creating your life and the elements of success. So see what you can get your hands on and what resonates with you. And if you have any questions, feel free to email them to us and we will pass them on and see if we can get you some responses. Thank you all so much for choosing more and for choosing to live and reach for more every single day. And we are really grateful for having you here. Where in the world are you today anyway, Niloufer? I didn't even ask you that. Are you even in the United States? You're not even here. Where are you?
I am in the Middle East. I'm in Abu Dhabi, which is very close to Dubai, for those who don't know Abu Dhabi.
There you go. So we've got people covered from all over the world because we have Shefali in Vienna and me in New York. So
yes.
Talk about a worldwide conversation. Look at that. That's incredible. So thank you so much. So at the elements of success, we're going to walk away from the alignment tool. I absolutely loved what would I like to create my life and living as, wonder and play, an incredible conversation with incredibly gifted people.
And it's
people.
Not about you. It's not about you and no judgment.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That one is incredible.
That you are. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I love that. Thank
yeah.
You.
Or what are you denying the world of if you choose not to do that? That just, you know, that just tingled throughout my whole entire body
Me
when you
too.
Said that. That was
yep.
incredible.
Yeah.
So I thank you for reminding us of the gift that everyone could be, and we look forward to seeing you all on October 30th as we talk about gratitude and appreciation. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. See you Sunday.
Thank you.